This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Sienna Greaves, in for Adora Nomigade, and this is The Rundown. The Centers for Disease Control says Chicago health officials' swift response to a measles outbreak at a migrant shelter reduced the potential of a greater crisis. Chicago public health officials confirmed the first measles cases at a city-run shelter in the Pilsen neighborhood back in March. By mid-April, there were more than 60 cases reported, most of them associated with that shelter. Rebecca Singer is a professor at the UIC College of Nursing who helped with vaccination efforts.
We really moved people through efficiently. You know, we would have whole families come to the tables. We're trying to distract the children and prevent them from crying because crying tends to be contagious.
The CDC says more than 9,000 inoculations were delivered. The Palestinian Solidarity Encampment at DePaul University was cleared by police yesterday, but faculty and student organizers say it's not the end of their activism. They're still demanding their university disinvest from companies supporting Israeli military action in Gaza. Leila Farah is a professor at DePaul.
Change has to come to stop a genocide, most immediately, but also how institutions are implicit and complicit through financial holdings. And so that model needs to change. And if this is what it takes, then this is what it takes.
University leaders say negotiations with student organizers had stalled and that the encampment had become too disruptive. But Farah says officials didn't offer any meaningful movement toward divestment. Illinois rules against hazing could get a little stronger. The state legislature has cleared a measure that takes away consent as a defense in hazing cases, which includes things like forcing someone to binge drink or beating them with a paddle. Democratic State Representative Dave Vella sponsored the measure. He says because of the inherent power dynamic at the root of hazing, it's not really something people can consent to.
When somebody's pledging a fraternity or in a sporting event, the people who are doing the hazing are always in a power position to the people who aren't doing the hazing, who are getting the hazing done to them. So the idea of consent just doesn't apply.
The measure passed both the House and Senate. It now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's office for his signature. Something else you should know today, 7 journalists at the Chicago Tribune have filed a class action lawsuit against the newspaper and its owner. The lawsuit was filed yesterday and claims there are systemic pay disparities between female and male employees, as well as between Black and white employees. The Sun-Times reports the Chicago Tribune, Alden Global Capital, and Tribune Publishing Company are listed as defendants in the lawsuit. Summer festival season kicks off this weekend. Linkin Park's Mayfest, which features live music and the Armitage Art Show, is one of the first big events of the season. And this year, there's another option. The inaugural Margarita Festival will take place in Pilsen on 18th Street. In the suburbs, Chocolate Fest returns to Long Grove's historic downtown. All three events take place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you'll have perfect festival weather this weekend, an abundance of sunshine all the way through. Today, patches of dense fog will dissipate by mid-morning and give way to sunny skies. High of 81 degrees, sunny with a high of 86 on Saturday, a high of 87 on Sunday. Warmer than average temperatures will continue throughout early next week. That's it for now. Later today on the show, there's been a lot of calls for change at the CTA this year, which you know if you attended that city council public hearing back in February.
The CTA is being run by people who are not writers.
The CTA is not operating at the level of service the city demands it should.
Nepotism, corruption, all the evils of government is right here.
We are sounding the alarm because we care. We love the CTA.
We're going to hear some of the voices from that hearing, plus the opinions of CTA writers mid-commute, and from the Tribune reporter Sarah Freistadt, who's been following all the ups and downs. That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Sienna Greaves. Thanks for listening.